You're listening to the Build Assets Online Podcast. Learn how you can build a diverse and sustainable income online from two brothers who actually do it. Now, here are your hosts, Mike and Joe.
They say smoking is bad, but can you make money drop shipping cigars? Find out in this episode of the Build Assets Online Show. That's what we're going to talk about. Joe and Mike back from Build Assets Online. We're going to discover if this is a good niche or not in this short little quick episode. But of course, quick membership announcement closed at the end of October. BuildAssetsOnline.com/membership. Access to all of our courses, office hours where you get to talk to us over voice, private Discord community, one-on-one coaching in your private Discord channel. The best possible place to get educated on how to build a full-time income online. Is that because you're learning dropshipping, you're learning Kindle publishing, you're learning blogging, you're learning SEO, all of the necessary skills to do this stuff successfully. It's in the membership. And
it all fits together, and we're really the only ones teaching how to build a portfolio of diversified websites, making income in a bunch of different ways, and you can sell it all. So no one else is doing it like this. BuildAssetsOnline.com/membership.
And BuildAssetsOnline.com/playbook for the free course if it's closed by this time, because we're closing at the end of October. Anyway, dropshipping cigars. Could this be a good niche? Now, here's the thing. Cigars can get pretty darn expensive, and you know we like dropshipping expensive products if you've watched us before, but the legality of selling tobacco products, I think, is kind of questionable in... it depends where you're located, I guess. I know when you go to form a business in New Jersey, they like ask you specifically about tobacco products. So I don't know if you need a special thing, like a special license, but I think a great niche, if you can get into it and if you want to put the work into it, is dropshipping cigar equipment. So you got like cabinets, humidors, the statues that are probably not,
politically correct.
No, they're probably not politically correct nowadays. As a matter of fact, those things have been politically incorrect for so long that there was a whole Seinfeld episode about that.
I was going to say, Joe, you've been doing a lot of Seinfeld references this this week. You've been saying yada, yada, yada a lot. Now we got this. cigar thing. But yeah, you're absolutely right. I just looked it up. Cigar. Interestingly enough, Google actually doesn't even show like search stuff. If you just type in cigar, it's not going to tell you how much volume there is, competition on it. It like is a prohibited thing to search. And yeah, you don't really see people selling cigars at all. If you just search cigar, really more so what you see is equipment. So humidors, you know, the little travelers things, among other stuff. So that's really going to be your best bet. And then if you need to sell a cigar, you can do it afterwards somehow. Give them a call. I don't know if this is legal or not. Say, hey, you want to buy a cigar or something, or sell them a catalog. I don't know.
But the humidors, Mike, yeah. The humidors and the cabinets and all the storage things. I mean, to me, it seems like a niche that would pique our interest because, you know, there's some, you know, specifications about it. There's lots of different ones, lots of different sizes, lots of opportunity for both paid ads and organic rankings. Really lots of opportunity to take over this industry if you're willing to put the work in. There's also a decent amount of brands in that space. What do you think?
I would agree. We've sold them before, Joe.
Have we? I didn't know if we like went full out with it. I don't really remember.
We didn't go cigars to the walls, as they say, but
we could have. We
sold that website. So I mean, there you go. I mean, we've incorporated this type of thing into a website that we've sold for six figures. So take it as take it how you want. Yeah, so it definitely works. There's definitely a lot of brands, and yeah, I mean, there's probably the cigar stuff, I think, also coincides with a bunch of other things because you have not just the humidors. There's probably other like ventilation equipment. Yeah. There's, if you think of like cigar rooms, maybe go into one and see what else they have in there in terms of like entertainment type stuff. So you can make a whole store out of the cigar smoking audience. So think less about selling the cigar. Think about more to selling the people that are smoking the cigar.
Yeah, but don't forget the B2B side of things. I think there's a lot of potential in
people who are smoking the cigar or people who are selling the cigar to the people that are smoking the cigar.
Because cigar, I think cigar, that's one of those industries that I think even in the new normal, I just had a visual visualization of people like smoking cigars and masks, and you gotta like take off your
Well, I actually have something relevant to say. I'll let you finish up what you were gonna say.
No, so I think that this is a local business industry that is probably not going away. Like, it simply cannot. It's one of those things that cannot be replaced by like Amazon or Walmart or something like that. Like, people that are really into cigars, they want to go into the cigar shop and like, you know, yeah, I just got these in from Sabada. Talk to the guy. Like, what do you got in this time? And maybe go into, I don't know if there's a smoking room, but there probably is. And you go into there and you smoke the cigar. So what were you gonna say? Yeah.
Well, I actually happened to go buy a cigar a couple weeks ago because of a pertinent life event that I wanted to smoke a cigar in celebration to. And the thing with the mask, I was wondering what was going to happen. So I walk in and there's two old guys just puffing on cigars, watching the news. One guy is very overweight. The other guy, you know, he's just an older guy. And I'm looking around like trying to find the cigars. I've never been there before. And I'm like, should I have my mask on? Like, I don't know. Are they like looking down at me or something? And I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I want to buy a cigar. And so he points me to this whole other room that has all the cigars. So I go in there, you know, I pick one, people are coming in and out, and I walk out and I'm checking out, and the guy isn't wearing a mask. And he's talking about, you know, these people, you know, they're wearing masks, they got to go outside. People are going to, you know, stay at home, then they're going to go outside, and then they're just going to get sick anyway. So I found that to be pretty funny. That's what's going on in the new normal in the cigar world, is exactly what you would expect. So
it's like an underground industry in a way.
Yeah, because I mean, it's a pretty, it seems like a pretty tight-knit community. I mean, who's going to... No, but nobody's wearing a mask in a cigar store.
Yeah, so I think that furthers what I said, is that this is an industry that is not going to be replaced by any of the threats that threaten all of the other local retail.
Yeah, I would agree.
So
I would certainly agree.
Hey, listen, guys, not a bad one to get into. I don't think it's that beginner friendly, but you know, it would be a slight risk starting the store that it might not pan out. I mean, you're not going to really lose money, but it is if you do.
If you do what we were saying, not just about the humidors, you have to do a whole store that's based off of things that are based in that industry. So I think you have a decent amount of products to choose from, and you can make it work.
Is it called a humidor or it's called a humidor?
Oh man, it's probably a humidor. I don't know. Don't listen how I pronounce it.
I thought you're a cigar expert now.
You know, a little bit. Not on that though.
All right. Well,
I can't say words good.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Don't forget, guys. Hey, try it. Listen, we've sold this stuff before. Like Mike said, we're giving it out as a olive branch to the community. All the haters out there. I'm just kidding. You all love us. BuildAssetsOnline.com/membership before it closes in October, and BuildAssetsOnline.com/playbook for the free course.
Take it easy.
Thanks for listening to the Build Assets Online podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, don't forget, subscribe, share, and leave us a rating on whatever platform you might be listening from. And if you're ready to learn how to build your own online business portfolio, start now by visiting buildassetsonline.com/playbook. We'll see you in the next episode.